I am Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Hello. So we're in the month of December here, and in the month of December in a school setting is holiday concert time. So I have some special guests here today, and we'll go around the table. Ms. Roper, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do here at Whitmer High School?
Yes. So my name is Lainey Roper, and this is my second year at Washington Local Schools, and I am one of the orchestra directors here.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lena Miller. I am 712 Choir Director with Washington Local, and this is, I think, my eighth year in the district. I'd have to count.
And you started at the elementary for us, correct?
Yes, I was at Warner and Hiawatha.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Justin Rhodes. I've been a band director here since 2001, so a few years now.
Well, thank you all for being here today. I know this is a busy time as you're preparing for things. And let's go ahead and start with you, Ms. Miller, because I think you've already been out about in the community. You want to talk a little bit about what's been going on with our choir students?
Yeah, this is truly our busiest time of year. So by the time we've recorded this, we're going to the zoo this week, and then we'll be on 13ABC. And then the day that this airs is actually our concert, the high school concert, December 9th at 7 p.m. in the auditorium. We're hoping some people can show up to that. And then Thursday is one of our students' favorite day of the year. We end up going to WTOL, and we are their main entertainment for their Gift of Joy toy drive. WTOL has been a wonderful partner to our students and to our family and community here in Washington Local, and this is, I think, our third year doing that. Last year, I approached KP and said, is there any way that we can turn this into a day of giving? And so she was kind enough to give us some businesses and some ideas that we could just go and sing to them. So Holiday Road in the middle of Brondi's Ford, you know, just having a great time. And so we spend the whole day out and singing, and it's truly a great time. And then we also have our junior high concert, which is Tuesday, December 17th. So by the time this airs, you know, we'll have some done. We still got more to go.
Talk to me a little bit about choir and chorale. And you hear the terms. Are they the same? Are they different for anyone that's listening?
Yeah. So we have three choirs at Whitmer now. Show choir has been a long time offering, but Bronikowski back in 2022 heard me out on my proposal, and we decided to make it a course. So that is now a daily offering here, which is awesome. So we have them, and they're going out to several places. Chorale is also an audition choir. We do a lot of a cappella rep, so without instruments. And then we have concert choir, which is 46 members strong this year, which is awesome. And so we're hoping that you can see one or all three throughout the season.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing. Mr. Rhodes, would you like to share a little bit?
Yeah, so this week, before you hear this airing, is our junior high concert with the 7th and 8th grade bands over at Jefferson. But on December, 12th?
Sure. That's
sure. The Thursday. All the dates are going in my brain. December 12th, Thursday.
It is Thursday the 12th.
Excellent.
Yes.
Thank you. Glad we're all up to speed on that. In the auditorium here at Whitmer will be the high school band concert. And there are two concert bands. Concert bands do exactly what they say. They sit down and give concerts throughout the year. These groups start up as soon as football season is over, which was very recent for us. And then before that is the marching band, which is probably the most well-known of the bands. It's out at the parades, at the football games. And then another band you have seen probably many times is the pep band that plays at basketball games and a few hockey matches. So a lot of different groups that fall under kind of the band banner. But the core of our program, where the students really work on getting better, is actually starting right now with the concert bands. And so we'll have our holiday program, like I said, on December 12th. And then we have gotten a few more concerts coming before commencement at the end of the year.
Thank you. Let's talk about orchestra.
Right, so the orchestra is having their first concert of the season on December 11th, so this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Nightingale Auditorium. So this will feature our chamber orchestra. This group meets twice a week after school with our other orchestra teacher, Mr. Davies. So they play a little bit more challenging music, and they have to practice a lot more outside of school. And then we'll have the full orchestra play together. They'll be playing about three tunes. And then we invited the alumni to come back to perform together, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. So we have alumni dating back to 2005, and there's about 15 currently signed up, and we might have a few more to join us on that day.
That's great. Anything else you want to plug in about orchestra?
We have the junior high concert that's coming up this week. So Jefferson and Washington, they'll be having a concert together. They'll be performing together as well. But yes, the orchestra, they're having a great time. We also have a trip coming up in May. So they'll do the adjudication event, the Thrills and Trills. So lots to look forward to.
Great. So if you're a parent or community member listening to this, and we've talked a lot about 7th and 8th grade, and then we've talked about high school, when do you start in any of these, in band, orchestra, or choir? When do our kids in Washington Local get involved, or when is the earliest they can get involved, and what does that look like?
I'll start with band, and I'll differentiate between band and orchestra. The instruments is what makes that different, the label between band and orchestra. The band instruments are flute, clarinet, saxophone, the brass instruments, trumpets, trombone, tuba, and the percussion, the drums. Orchestra are the string instruments, which is violin, viola, cello, and bass. For both band and orchestra, they can begin in sixth grade. We start groups at each elementary school, and sometimes we combine those elementary schools into two groups, but basically that happens at the elementary school in sixth grade, and that's before their school day, what we call an early bird program. And then starting in seventh grade, for both band and orchestra and choir, but I'll let Ms. Miller speak more on that. There are band and orchestra and choir that meet every day as part of the school day. It's one, part of the curriculum. It's a period that gets graded just like any other. And at least for band, they students that weren't able to do the early bird band program are able to do seventh grade band. We have a beginning band program to help supplement those that couldn't do the early bird program.
Great. Thank you. Choir?
Choir is a little different, so we don't start until the seventh grade. We have a couple really wonderful elementary choir programs. I know every elementary is different, so shout out to those teachers who are able to make that work. But in seventh grade, we really start on the fundamentals of singing. We're getting all of those elementaries together for the first time, and then in eighth grade, we continue that work, so it's really cool to have them 2 years in a row. And then in high school, I continue to be their director, which is a really, really amazing process to see from start to finish. And we have those three offerings at Whitmer that they can choose to be part of their day.
I think one thing, I'm pretty sure we're all on the same page, but looking forward to Whitmer Middle School, where 6th, 7th, and 8th grade will all be in one building, and really that programming, the opportunities that we'll have for kids and what that looks like, we're really excited about. So 6th, 7th, and 8th in 2026 will be under one roof, and we're looking forward to what that does for our band, orchestra, and choir programs.
Yeah, so. We're absolutely looking forward to that. So
for sure.
You did explain the difference because some people don't know the difference between orchestra and band. That's kind of a common question. So I think you did a nice job of explaining that. Anything else you needed to add about orchestra?
No, essentially it's the same thing. We start in sixth grade. If you can't make it in sixth grade, we do the early bird thing as well in seventh grade. So we take beginners in sixth and seventh.
So if you didn't do it in the elementary, you can still, when you get to junior high, consider band or orchestra, and obviously that's when choir begins for us. But I think you nailed it. Our elementary teachers do a fabulous job of just exposing them to music in general, and some kids get their love of music very early on, and I think our music teachers at the elementaries really do help get them ready for that.
Absolutely. They're wonderful to work with, and just the fact that my program gets started a little later, I know some of them are building on those skills and that appreciation so early on, so we're very appreciative.
One thing that I ask all the guests when I have this podcast, and we'll start with the one that's the most veteran, Mr. Rhodes, but you've been here a long time in the district, and can you share, you probably have a lot of moments that speak to you, but can you share a special moment or memory that you think of in Washington Local that kind of sticks out to you as being one of your favorites?
Yeah, I will definitely mention my colleagues, also band directors, Ms. Maroon and Mr. Georgeson, who are great to work with. And one of the special moments for me actually is recent. It's the centennial that we just had, and it was the last football game of the normal season. And the band did a whole Whitmer show of things past, how some of our songs came to be in kind of the Whitmer pantheon of stuff. And we did some unique formations on the field, and it just felt like all things celebration of Whitmer, and it was really special for me, and the most recent one. But yeah, there have been a lot of memories.
Well, and I appreciate this, you know, as when I was a principal at Whitmer and then assistant superintendent and superintendent, it's not uncommon for me to come to you with some kind of, hey, can you or wouldn't you do this? And, you know, for opening day for our staff, we had the drum line, which is one of my favorite things. And then just when we brought up the different, you know, the centennial of Whitmer, you always are willing to jump in and do something and the kids perform. And I just love that about, you know, when I go to the band. So I reached out to you this year. So watch out, orchestra and choir, because you could be next on the radar, but always willing to do something very amazing for our district and our kids. So thank you. Lena, would you like to share next?
I can't narrow it down, I think, to one particular moment, but if I have to think of my moment coming into Washington Local, it was truly so memorable. I was placed at Warner, and just the staff members that I worked with, the moment I walk in, someone's coming in saying, hey, can I run sound for you for your concerts? Like, the family that we had there, and now we're seeing it throughout the district, and I've been able to see it in my other jobs. We truly have some tremendous staff members that support our arts programs that I think it's so important, and you don't always get that everywhere you go. So my memory, I think, is just encompassed by all the people that I'm fortunate to work with.
No, that's great, and thanks for sharing. You also do, you mentioned some other things you do in the district. I know you help with, like, the musicals. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share anything else that you do? You probably do things I'm not even aware of, but I know you kind of give in lots of ways throughout the district.
Yeah, so the big thing for me moving up to the high school is probably the musicals and then all of the concerts that we do, but the big thing is just finding opportunities for our students to participate in the arts and just reminding them that they can have this skill for the rest of their life. So yeah, I'm busy a lot, but it's all worth it in the end. I'll be crashing December 20th, but the time leading up to it has definitely been worth it.
I think when you started helping with musicals, it was just fun for me to see kids that really hadn't ever sing professionally, and that really kind of created singers or at least people that were comfortable being on stage. And I thought that was just nice to see kids grow under, you know, your direction. So that
was
great.
Thank you. I work with such a wonderful team there too, and we're really excited for this musical. December 17th is when we're announcing that. So okay. keep your eyes peeled for that.
I know it's always top secret, and I didn't even really get sneak peeks when I was a principal, so I know I'm probably not getting them now, but no, great. Okay, would you like to, I know you've been here the shortest time. This is your year two. Correct. So could you share something that maybe stands out to you in this short time here at Washington Local?
Well, I would have to say
we got the awkward phone ringing in the background. Sorry about that.
The very first concert I got to conduct with the junior high as well as the high school orchestra, I think that was probably my most memorable moment. It was a culmination of all my education as well as all the students getting to practice and seeing them progress through the semester. So definitely a very memorable moment.
Yeah. Well, I think it's when you've been to a concert, and we've had them, if you've been to the junior high and then you've been to the high school, seeing that progression in kids is amazing. And I just, that is thanks to all of your efforts, obviously, and your teammates. But I really do think when you hear it, we used to have concerts, and I know they got long. We don't do that anymore. But I remember a concert that was like started with sixth grade and went through the high school, but you could really hear, the nice thing about that is you could hear the changes in the students. It was a very long concert, that was the negative, so I know we've broken them up, but it is nice to hear that.
Yeah, well, you had a unique perspective too, because you had a son that went through the program and you could see the progression right before your eyes, so it's pretty fun.
Yes, and so to any parent that's out there, you know, it's I'm going to be honest, it's a little brutal at first when you start in sixth grade, and but it gets better. Hang in there, because it is amazing now, and you know, I just think you just hear all those pieces, but I do remember the practicing on those early days and thinking, oh, this has got to get better, and it does. That's the good news, so. Anything else any of you want to add today? I appreciate your time in this busy season and the work that you're doing getting our kids ready.
For any of our performances, I think they're all 7 o'clock, just at different days, and they're all free and open to the public, to any staff member. Obviously, it's a busy time for everyone, but the kids enjoy seeing their former teachers, and I do try to email a list out, because I have had requests of, well, who's going to be on stage? And so I send out a list of who it is, and they're like, oh, yeah, they were in my class. So feel free to stop by anytime, and this holiday concert for all of us is just familiar holiday tunes that you should enjoy.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you will get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!